This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, No Room for Demons. Dear friends, in the Gospels of the past 3 weeks after the Epiphany, Jesus has been starting his public life. The messages have been about meeting Jesus, being open to him, listening to him, following him. With that in mind, what do we make of this very short, very curious gospel? You see, Jesus amazes a small town crowd with his wisdom. They're confused by the brilliance coming out of this carpenter. But the evil spirit living among them isn't confused. The demon immediately recognizes Jesus, and in terror, it proclaims him the Holy One of God. How ironic that of all those who were there, it was the unclean spirit who saw Jesus for who he was. Jesus responds by driving the evil spirit out of the man. And the crowd, well, they're stunned. They wonder, who is this guy? By what power can he literally scare the devil out of people? That's exactly the wonderment that Jesus wanted to produce. We're in the first chapter of St. Mark's Gospel, and right up front, he's telling us where he stands. He's not a prophet. He's not a scholar. He's not here to impress. He's here to save. As Mark tells us, they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. Reflecting on the significance of this passage, C.S. Lewis writes, "The things Jesus tells us are very different from what any other teacher has said. Others say, this is the truth about the universe. This is the way you ought to go. But he says, I am the truth, the way, and the life. No man can reach absolute reality except through me. Your sins, all of them, are wiped out. I can do that. I am rebirth. Eat me, drink me. I am your food. Do not be afraid. I have overcome the whole universe." To demonstrate his authority, Jesus drives out the unclean spirit, not by performing a ritual exorcism, but by simply telling the demon to shut up and get out. Jesus doesn't invoke a higher power, because he is the highest power. You and I, we have the benefit of 2,000 years of Christian tradition, yet many of us still struggle with the divinity of Jesus. Imagine the folks in Capernaum getting hit with it in real time, one-on-one, up close and personal. They're amazed. They're confused. And yes, not all of them are happy. The concept of demonic possession and exorcism, well, it's always been very difficult for me to relate to. Perhaps I saw too many low-budget exorcist movies when I was a kid. But I have no trouble coming to grips with the fact that Satan stalks the world and evil, well, it flourishes around us and too often in us. The struggle with garden variety inner demons is very much closer to home. Start with the demons of addiction, the one we invite in to ease the pain, maybe to pass the time, to fill the void. You see, it comes in every form, from prescription drugs to single malt scotch, from gambling to pornography, from jelly donuts to ice cream. But whatever the form, we can easily become slaves to these demons, whether as genteel, high-functioning addicts or derelict junkies and everything in between. Yet as virulent as they are, addictions aren't the most difficult demons to confront, but they're so debilitating they make themselves, well, obvious. They invite intervention. Demon pride, that's much more insidious, and we've all got a potentially deadly dose. You see, it comes in a multitude of strains. There's the smartest guy in the room variety, aka the know-it-all. There's the resume mouth demon that drives us to impress. And there's the snob and its evil twin envy, both constantly appraising and comparing, finding fault, spreading malice. The demons, well, they're legion. But the underlying pathology is always the same. Pride is the soil that nurtures all other sin, and it was Lucifer's downfall. It was the curse of Adam and Eve. In hell, it's still the specialty of the house. St. Vincent said, "Humility is nothing but truth. Pride is nothing but lying. A humble life is a happy life. A proud life is a tortured life. Pride and grace, Well, they can't occupy the same space. One or the other must go. But humility is not an end in itself. It's a manifestation of a soul at peace, filled with the love of Christ. As he amply demonstrates in this gospel, Jesus has the power to purge every one of our demons. If we have faith, if we ask him, Jesus will tell all our demons to shut up and get out. And so, my friends, we pray, Jesus Christ, my Lord and my God, fill us with your love. Fill us to overflowing. Leave no room for demons. Only you, Lord. Only you. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.